Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Shalom, everybody. Thank you for watching. I want to just talk to you about something here. I know you all have a tendency to worry. It's part of our upbringing, right? It's part of the world today to worry. But the enemy knows that also, right? And Satan knows that, and he wants to make us worry. And I won't necessarily say worrying is a complete lack of faith, but if we trust Yahweh, why should we worry? If we trust that he's going to take care of us in all our situations, how much time do we put into worrying? You know, as humans, we might have as believers who are human, we should have a realistic worry for a moment, but then Yah's peace comes upon us and we know that he's with us, he's going to heal us, we're going to be okay. But when we worry too much, when we worry more than we praise, that's a big issue, right? I know people that, they worry warts? They're always worrying about something. So I'm not saying it's not possible or you shouldn't be worrying ever about anything ever. But our Creator calls us to trust in Him. And we shouldn't spend all our days worrying and with the what ifs and the how comes and the because ofs and all of this. You know, somebody says to me, a good friend I have, he says, no problems, only solutions. I love that saying. No problems, only solutions. And that's what Yahweh is all about. No problems, only solutions. And the scriptures talk a lot about worrying. And I'm seeing more and more people today that they'll worry way too much. You know, some of them so much so that they put all their worries into a bottle and they drink their worries away, or they try to, but their worries don't go away, or their worries, everything's going to go away because they get to a state of numbness. But that's not the answer. Some of them worry so much and they fear so much that they literally will take their own life. We know that's not the answer. You know, and some people just get massive depression or even a little depression, and they got to take medication. So they're not worrying all day. And I know people and a good example of siblings and close friends that I grew up with that they just worry so much that their lives are almost paralyzed. They can't enjoy their lives because they worry so much. And the times we live in now, of times like COVID with the mask and the vaccine and everything else, it's not nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's just bringing it to the forefront of how much people worry. Now, it's good to be good stewards of our health. It's wise to plan our lives out. But there's a difference between planning our future and worrying. It's an attitude difference. There's a difference between worrying so much where it paralyzes you and you need medication just to make it through the day, and going on faith even during the hardest times. A joy that's so hard for the humans to even understand, because we have that faith. But let's take it to the scriptures and see what the scriptures have. And if you are worrying this day, if you are worrying this moment, if you are worrying right now as you're listening to this, please, 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 as your brother, as your friend, I tell you, go to the scriptures. Speak to Yahweh in prayer. You know, we tend to run to a lot of friends and people when we're worrying about something. I go to people I know who know something better than me. If my car's not working, I'll ask some friends about it. If something's wrong, I'll ask some friends about it. But, you know, through a good type of anxiety and excitement, I might get up a little earlier than I should, or have a tough time going to sleep. Worrying isn't solving things. No problems, only solutions. There's a lot we could worry about. And I get situations, and people that are close to me will tell you, I'm on it. I'm on it. I don't let things just go by the wayside. If something comes up where there might be an issue or something issue could rise, I think about it a lot. Some people might even call it worry, but I look for a solution. I don't just sit and wait and let it overtake me. And then I find that solution and I feel better about things. But the scriptures tell us, it says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything. Everyone say anything. Do not be anxious about anything. Repeat that. Do not be anxious about anything. So if you believe in scripture, are you believing in scripture? This is the holy word of scripture. Do not be anxious about anything. So as believers, he's talking to us not to be anxious about the worries of tomorrow and the things of tomorrow, or even the things of later today. Now, I'm the type of person that I'll stand in front of a door of a way for a business to open up to take care of the situation, to speak to the person I need to speak as soon as their office opens. But there's only so much we can do in certain circumstances. We got to let it go and trust Yahweh in certain circumstances. If it's not under our control, it's not under our control. And I understand the human nature. If I go to my mailbox and there's a letter from the IRS, or if I go to a doctor and there's a report that says, you know, I have a disease or something, yeah, I'm going to be concerned. But I think even being concerned and worrying are two different things. You know, we need information. We want information. But the scriptures tell us not to be anxious about anything. But there's no problems, only solutions, right? Don't be anxious about anything. It's easy enough to say that to somebody. Oh, don't be anxious, especially when times are going good in your life. It's so easy to be, don't worry about that. It's a lot easier when you're not going through stuff. But when you're going through stuff, it's difficult when you tell someone, oh, don't be anxious. It's like, yeah, your life's going great, but don't tell me that. You know, but the scriptures give the solution, not just the statement, but it gives the solution how not to be anxious about nothing. That's what's so great about the scriptures. It's not problems, it's only solutions. There's no half answers there. It says, do not be anxious about anything. But we see the continuing of the scripture, and the answer says, but in everything. Everyone say everything. Say it, everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, being thankful for all things, let your request be known to Yahweh. So if you're worrying about something right now, maybe something happened these last couple of days, maybe you're thinking about the near future, about something that's going to happen, stop worrying about it. Stop being anxious about it and pray about it to Yahweh. Pray about it to him. And with thanksgiving, let your request be known to him. And may the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, as it says, guard your hearts and your mind and Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. The scriptures tell us over and over again how to do these things and why to do these things. So we see the how not to worry, cast all your everything upon him and let him guard your hearts and your minds. But then it says, why? 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Because he cares for you. Hallelujah. That's why he cares for you. And he wants the best for you. He wants the best for you. In Matthew 6, 25 to 34, it says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor they reap, nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more of a value than them than they? And which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Do we get it and understand the importance of what we're discussing right here? To cast all our anxieties and worries on Yahweh and his provision, we trust in him and we will be fine. Not only will have an anxiety about tomorrow or worrying and fearing all these things not add years to our life, not even one moment to our life, but in fact, it will do the opposite. It'll take it away. We need to learn to trust in God, trust in our wonderful Elohim, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Yahweh, our Elohim, who created us and knew every hair on our head in the womb when he designed us. Before we were even born, he designed us. And he says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And in Proverbs 12:25, it says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The worrying that man is doing today that they need medication for and psychiatrists for and all these drugs for and all these everything else they're running to, it weighs the man down. It weighs his heart down. But a good word makes him glad. The good word of a wonderful creator. And you know why man worries so much today? You know the big problem and the big issue we have in worrying so much today is because we seek man's ways before we seek our creator's ways. That's why. Our creator makes it clear throughout all scripture. Run to him first. He'll show us the answer. He'll show us what we need to do and how to make it and how to be successful. But we have to learn or relearn because we've been conditioned in this society to run to man, run to doctors, and run to friends, and run all these things. Now, the Bible says there's great wisdom in the counsel of others, but not before Yahweh. Let Yahweh in prayer tell you who to speak to and who to go to and who to ask and what mechanic to go to for your car or what doctor to go to if you should get surgery or not get surgery. First, speak to Yahweh and let him answer you. And then go to man. Don't go to man before Yahweh. The scriptures say in Matthew 6:33-34, but seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. It doesn't say, but seek. It says, but seek first. Everyone say first, first. But seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. And then it goes on to saying that in verse 34. And all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will bring it, be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble or its own situations and everything else. We need to take the time to read and pray every day and go to him first and speak to him first. That's what we need to do. The problem is we don't do that first. We run to the internet. We run to friends. We run to the acquaintances. We run to referrals. I'm going to give you the best referral, friend, acquaintances, and everything, and answer right here, the best doctor, the best healer, the best mechanic, and everything. It's a wonderful creator. Go to him first. Go to him first. I'll give you a little example, everybody. You know, often we lose things, right? We lose things. We might lose our car keys, our wallet, or something around the house. We lose things. And often, when we lose things, if they're not significant to us, we don't think enough about it. But when they are significant to us, when we're in a hurry and we can't find our car keys, when we can't find our wallet, our phones, that anxiety tends to build up. And the more time goes, especially if we're in a time crunch, right? If you're going on a plane and you lose your plane ticket or your license or your passport to get on a plane, the anxiety starts to build up. Well, I just know from personal experience, when I lose something in this house and I start looking for it, can't find it, and I realize it's getting a little, I just slow down a second. Father, Father Yahweh, I don't know why I lost this, whether it be my memory or whatever the situation. If it be your will, please let me find this. Maybe he's trying to stop you from going somewhere, so he's making you not find the keys. You know, maybe, you know, there's so many reasons why that you might have lost something, or maybe it's just your poor memory. Maybe you just forgot. Regardless, every time I do that, you know, help me find this key, or I open my eyes and there it is. It's like, wow. We go to him, he helps us find these things. Remember what it says in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens us. Everyone say all things, hallelujah. All things to him who strengthens us. And that means overcoming anxiety and overcoming fear. And the way of this world, there are more people on opioids and other psychology medicine and all these toxic drugs that they're addicted to, and they're legalizing marijuana to they're subscribing it to people to calm them down because they worry too much. They worry too much. And smoking is just a prime example of worrying. And probably more people have died through lung cancer and other cancers through smoking cigarettes. They even have warnings on the package that it's deadly and can kill you. And people need that nicotine to help their anxiety when they're worrying. You know, that's why people smoke, because they're worrying. And they need that nicotine to help them. They're literally using nicotine as a drug to help control their anxiety. They're drinking these or taking these poison sticks that literally have, I mean, you can't get any more close to a warning on the package than actually having it on the cigarette itself. Don't do this. It's not good for your health. You know, but people are so addicted to it. I know people that have been diagnosed with lung cancer and in a hospital and will go to the bathroom and smoke cigarettes. I know people that have a hole in their throat and yet they'll still smoke a cigarette through that hole because they just need something to control their anxiety and their worrying and their fear and everything else. There comes a time we need to just give everything up and take it to our Creator. On the other hand, I want to encourage all of you, because I know people, whether they were in jail, whether they were stage 4 cancer, whether they were bankrupt, whether they had no money to even get food and everything else, they finally came to this place where they realized it's not them that's going to do the cure. It's Yahweh. They finally come to the place where they just, not that they give up hope, but they gave up the reliance on them and they put it on Yahweh. Not me, but you. But you. That's what he says. And he wants us to do. And sometimes he has to break us to get us there. You know, in Matthew 11:28-30, it says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, remember, remember that, to come to him. This is what he wants us to do. Are you going to him? Are you taking your worries and your fears to him? Are you doing that? He's working for you. He's waiting for you, and he wants you to do that. If you're addicted to smoking, Father Yah, this is going too far. You created my body and my temple. I don't want to keep putting these harmful toxins into my body. Father, help me overcome this addiction, not to cigarettes, but to worrying and anxiety. Help me to hate the taste of nicotine. Help me to rely on you. Help me, Father, to trust in you and I cast all my anxieties upon you today. And if anything of not that's not of you is pursuing me or bothering me or tormenting me, in Yeshua's name, I command to be gone. Cleanse me, Father Yahweh. Help me to trust in you with every situation in my life. And thank you, Father. Thank you for doing that. Let me ask you this. If Yeshua and Yahweh spoke the world in one word into existence, don't you think they could help you with your anxiety and situations of worrying? Just the word out of his mouth and everything was created. If he's done that, why can't he do this for you? And if you don't believe he can do this for you, then you must be doubting that he did this then. Because if he could do that, he could do this, and he could do everything, and he can do all things. But we need to trust in him. Remember what it says, which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his life? How more straightforward can it be? Not even a single moment to your life. On the opposite end of that, it's going to destroy you if you keep living this way. This is why I speak about that peace and the shalom, and the scriptures talk about the shalom and his peace that goes so beyond the world's understanding of what that is or what that could be. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let not be afraid. The peace of Yahweh, John 14:27. May the peace of Yahweh be upon all of you this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Why be afraid? Why worry about these things? Why let our troubles weigh us down? It's time we overcome that. It's time we rise above that. It's time we thank him with praise and joy and song. Listen, King David had his own son coming after him to kill him, right? His own son was trying to kill him, and he was on the run. But it says in the scriptures he was able to put his head down and get some good sleep. Somebody was trying to kill him, and he was still able to sleep. That is trusting in Yahweh and casting your worries upon him. Psalms 94:19 says, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to trust. That's where we need to understand and put our faith and our trust in him and his ways and the things he does. You know, think about King David and how all of the hardships he had. He certainly didn't have an easy life. His family was a mess. He made major mistakes in life. But he prayed, he was consistent, and he casted his worries to Yahweh. To Yahweh. And he trusted and he moved forward with his life. And that's what I'm calling you all to do here today. To move forward. To move forward and not let things hold you back. Whether you lost your job or whether you may lose your job, or whatever it is, today's a new day. Tomorrow's a new day. Yesterday's the past. We can't change the past and can't add one moment into our life by being worrying or having anxiety. But today we could be on fire for Yahweh and go out there and praise him and tell others about your testimonial and just thank Yahweh in advance for putting you in the perfect situation. And the situation you're in right now is the perfect situation because you know him. And there's nothing we would change in our lives, because even the mistakes we've made and the things we've done and the errors we've created in our lives, it brought us to this moment where he breaks us and we know who he is. And if our life would have been perfect, if we wouldn't have made mistakes, if we would have made the best investments with our money, if we would have made the best choice in our relationships, if we had the best job and own a company and all this stuff, if we don't know him, it means nothing. So just maybe when he planned out the path for our lives, he knew he was going to give us these reminders that we need to rely on him and not on ourselves. And you can look at the internet at Bill Gates and the guy that owns Amazon and all these other people with all this money and everything else. And all this stuff and all these things. But they, if you don't have a relationship with Yahweh, that means nothing. 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 To understand the love of Yahshua, to understand that Yahshua is there for us, cares for us, loves us, and wants us, is the greatest thing we could ever ask for, we could ever do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may Father Yahweh just bless us all this day. Everyone who's listening and everyone who is with us, may Father just keep us close to him on this day. And may we all see and hear him more clearly each day, each moment. Each moment. And thank you, Father Yahweh, for just for your peace and your shalom. Your peace and your shalom this day. Praise a wonderful creator. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Cast your anxieties upon him. Be thankful in all things. Shalom, shalom. I want to give you all a song before we end here today about peace and shalom. There is a name to me so dear, like sweetest music to my ear. For when my heart is troubled, filled with fear, Yahshua whispers peace. When grief seems more than I can bear, my soul weighed down with heavy care, and I sorely tempted to despair, Yahshua whispers peace. Oh, that the world might hear him speak the word of comfort that men seek. To all the lowly and the meek, Yahshua whispers peace. Hallelujah, everybody. Make it a great day today. May Yahweh's peace be upon you all. Be upon you all this day.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled Overcomers. Join us for worship Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope, in the promise that He brings, there will be a place